This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 29, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, 3 hours after the call came in on Sunday, 16 members of the Massachusetts Task Force 1 FEMA Urban Response Team were headed to the hurricane-ravaged parts of Texas. They're driving the whole way, four trucks with three trailers in tow, dragging the team's four metal-hulled boats and two rafts. The Beverly-based team joins many others heading to the disaster brought on by Hurricane Harvey, which made landfall in Texas on Friday as a Category 4 storm and began a path of destruction with heavy rain and severe flooding. Initially, three people from the local FEMA group were sent as part of an incident support team, according to spokesman Tom Gatsinus. The additional 16 task force members were called in at 3:15 p.m. on Sunday. Gatsinus is quoted as saying, "Our people were rolling out the door by 6. While he isn't sure how long it will take the team to reach a Houston rally point, the team will drive 24 hours a day until they get there. Once arriving, if it's daylight, they'll immediately go to work." Gatsinus is also quoting as saying, "They will be engaging in search and rescue operations, helping people who are trapped." All 26 FEMA teams from throughout the country have been called on, according to Gatsinus. 22 people from the Red Cross Northeast Massachusetts chapter have also headed south. Much more in this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Another Route 1 restaurant landmark is coming down. Bill Newell reports.
Rick Bridget Turcott writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, "The Grim Reaper of Route 1's landmarks struck again, this time taking down the iconic Ship Restaurant in Lynnfield. New Hampshire Demolition tore down the nautical structure Monday. Plans to spend the next few weeks cleaning up the property are in place. It's the latest on a list of landmark properties the company has introduced to the wrecking ball. You might remember the team tore down Saugus's well-known Hilltop Steakhouse back in 2015. Quote, "We did the Hilltop a few years ago, and we left up the historic sign," said Kevin Doherty, who seeks out projects for the company to pursue. "That was like a three-month project to get it down and clean it all. The company was sought after the demolition of Waylou's restaurant 2 years ago and for Route 1 mini golf and batting cage earlier this year, but were outbid for both projects. I like doing the landmarks for the exposure," said Doherty. "Demolition is forever, but there's always going to be something else to take its place. Nobody wants to see them go, but they don't have the time or money for the upkeep. It's a sad thing to see. But the upkeep is just too much for people." The Ship Restaurant property is owned by Ship Mall LLC, a division of Alston-based McCosey Management Incorporated. It was last purchased in 2007 for $16.5 million. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, "The Massachusetts Department of Public Health has suspended new admissions to the Boston Center for Addiction Treatment in Danvers following the death of a second patient there. A spokeswoman for the department said the state continues to investigate concerns regarding patient care and safety at the for-profit addiction treatment facility on Lindahl Street. The decision to suspend new admissions came in the wake of a patient death on August 18. Another patient died in February, according to DPH. The state said it does not comment on ongoing investigations. The suspension affects only new patients. The facility remains open and is continuing to treat patients. More on this story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, "Gloucester landlords who own houses with unlicensed apartments will now be able to bring those residences into compliance with city regulations without penalty, if they're willing to set aside some of the aids for affordable housing, some of the units, rather, for affordable housing. The new guidelines, written as amendments to the city's zoning ordinance, are designed to provide owners of long-standing but permitless multifamily units a path to bring such properties into compliance. Under city regulations, all dwellings, including so-called in-law apartments, must be inspected by and registered with the city of Gloucester." More on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is MSONewsSports.com.